What's up, podcast world? I'm back for another episode of the Gracie Record Podcast, and I'm excited. This episode is going to be very impactful and life-changing if you let it. Okay, the key takeaway is you have already everything you need inside of you right now to change everything you want to change in your body and your life, period. You just got to want to change it. Change is simple, right? So this episode is coming from one of my client check-ins today, and I get asked this all the time. Was there ever a time when in my journey, I started tracking macros in 2013. I started my whole body health journey in 2013. Previous to that, I worked out, had an eating disorder, drank alcohol every day, just a shit show, to say the least. So that was prior to 2013, right? Since 2013, this is the question people ask. Was there ever a time where you were consistent after you started in 2013, started tracking macros, when you fell off and it was hard to get back on? And my answer is no, there wasn't. And that doesn't mean that I've been perfect and to the T and everything since day one of 2013. But to be honest with you, when I decided in 2013 that I had to change my life, that I could no longer be the alcoholic, eating disorder, working out every day, not seeing progress at all, because nothing else, my nutrition, nothing else was in line, right? So I could work out every day like I did for 2 hours a day and not have progress. I couldn't be that woman anymore because Annie and Isabella moved in, right? Isabella was 8 years old, my stepdaughter, 8 years old. She moved in. I didn't want to be that woman. I didn't want her to see me being that woman. And I sure as heck knew, you know, I never thought I'd get married. Andy is the third boyfriend I've ever had in my life. But if there was a chance, it was going to be this one, right? And I knew 100% that Andy wasn't going to marry a shit show, right? What kind of man wants to marry a girl that drinks every day, never eats? When she does eat, she throws up. Always working out, never seeing no progress. Always complaining about her body dysmorphia, though she puts in the effort in the gym, right? No man wants to be with a woman like that. Shit, I don't want to be friends with a woman like that. So why would I want to be that woman anymore, right? My purpose, my reason to change was just them two at the time. Because for me, again, I'm 5 years into this eating disorder. Me, Gracie, alone, my worth, it wasn't enough for me to change. And that's okay. That's okay. It had to play out like this, right? So if you are at that place where you do not feel worthy enough to change for you, find somebody else to change for. Use them to change your life for you. Because eventually, you're going to see your worth. Eventually, you're going to say, I am worth all the effort and all the intention and all the learning curves and I'm worth all of that. But use other people around you, the people that love you. Don't use people that don't love you, right? Use people that you want to impress. Fake it till you make it, right? That's what the saying is. This is exactly when it comes into handy. And it's really not, I don't want to say it's faking it, but it's when you fake it, it's because you don't know really what it is, right? You're just faking what you want to be. And the thing is, when you're trying to grow into a different person because you simply just don't want to be this woman anymore, you don't know who that woman is. So when I say fake it till you make it, you're just trying to fake it being that person, but that you don't even know you can become because you've never been that girl before. So I'm going to just fake it and pretend I am until I become her, right? So fake it until you make it. When I say that, that's what I mean. It don't mean put on a show and be different behind closed doors and in front of be one person, one woman, and your actions every day are to move you closer to the woman that you've never been before. And so the easiest way to do that is to literally say everything that I have done to this day, the way, all the ways I work out, all the ways I eat, all the ways I think, all the ways I socialize, all the ways I live, I cannot do that no more. I cannot do that no more because everything that you have done to this day has brought you to this be this woman you are today. And if you don't like that woman, if you want to change that woman, then I suggest you change everything that made her that, made you this woman. And so whenever I say, no, I did not fall off track. Again, that doesn't mean I was perfect, but that just means there wasn't a track. It just was a different route. I could not no longer go down this route. So I just changed directions and I simply am not going that way. That's it. That's the only thing. So for the first, I didn't have a coach. I had a coach, hired my first coach 2 years into my journey. I just started tracking calories. That was my first, and I can get into that in another podcast as far as like the steps because it was very simple. It's very, very simple. I just started tracking calories and I started at 1,000 calories because I thought I was going to gain weight. And when I didn't, I upped them to 1,100. And as I, and this took a year and a half, maybe even 2 years of me just taking it one thing at a time. And I still to this day take it one thing at a time. But before I hired my first coach, before I realized that, all right, I have researched and done all the education I can possibly implement on my own. I need help, right? Hired my first coach and it just been on since 2013. But in 2013, the biggest thing is that the only thing that I knew was that I did not want to go that way. I did not want to do anything that I had done previous because it no longer served me. I didn't want to be that girl anymore. So when I say change is easy, that's what makes it easy. You got to be clear as day, not just who you want to be, because you don't even know who you want to be. That's the thing. I didn't know in 2013, I did not know that I'd be sitting here doing a podcast about my life and how I got to where I am, coaching nutrition, coaching training, coaching lifestyle, coaching mindset. I would never have thought that in 2013. I thought I was in the restaurant business my whole life. I really never even thought too far, to be honest with you, but I definitely did not think this was going to be my journey, right? So when you think about when you're right now, like the first step would be, I do not bring awareness. Bring awareness to how you feel, literally, about yourself, about your life, about your love life, about your career, right? And are you proud? Are you proud of that, of the woman you are today? And if you are, then keep going. Keep going the same way you're going right now. Keep making the same decisions because obviously, if you're proud, then you don't need to change anything, right? But if you're not proud, and if you're not proud for one thing, if you're not proud, so I'm gonna go through a list of what I was not proud of when I was 25 years old. And this is in 2013. I'm not proud of the fact that I drink alcohol every single day for no reason other than that, then I'm bored. I'm bored, and that's what everybody else is doing, and so I'm just gonna do it too. Now and then you become reliant on it. Then I'm now replacing food with alcohol. Now I'm even in a worse spot than I was when I started, right? So I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud that I work out every day and no and everyone around me because I'm skinny. No one knows I have an eating disorder. I'm not proud of the fact that everyone thinks I'm healthy and I'm not. I'm not proud of what I do behind closed doors, period. Right? I'm not proud that I'm 25 years old and I gotta move back in with my parents. Not proud of that. I ain't proud that I flunked out of college 4 times to where my mom had to say, hey, I'm gonna need you to get your stuff together, get your life together because you wasted the money, right? So that's fine. I quit. I'm gonna go work, right? So I'm not proud of all of that. And in the moment, in 25 years old, when Andy moved into I take that back. That was when I was 24 years old, right? When I moved back into my parents' house, that was all the feelings of what I'm not proud of at that point, which is what started me. And I bought my first house at 25. And then Andy moved in my first house. So all of this is kind of over, I guess, 2012, 20, going into 2013. I knew when I brought awareness to the fact that I drank every day, which is, I started saying, all right, well, you're going to just drink, have one less drink a month. So therefore, not just one day. Now, I'm not talking about one day I drank less. If I drank a total of 100 margaritas or Long Island iced teas, because I don't drink just to have a couple sips, you know. If I had 100 of them in a month, next month I'm just going to try getting 99 of them. And that's what I did for 2 years. That's how I stopped drinking. Slowly backing it down. So that's all the things I'm not proud of, right? So I can, now that I have awareness to that, I can start addressing each one individually. But don't forget about the stuff I am proud of, right? That's because you can't, remember this, moving forward, you got to stay balanced and you're going to have to balance yourself. So anytime you ever say something negative about yourself, I want you to say something positive about yourself too, because again, we got to stay balanced. So in that moment, what am I proud of? I'm proud of the fact that I work every single weekend at all the bars that my friends go to. So it's almost like I'm hanging out with them, but I'm making money. I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I'm 25 and have zero debt. And it's because of I work my butt off, right? I'm proud that I go to the gym 7 days a week. Even though I don't have the body I think I should have, I still am disciplined enough to even go and keep showing up, right? I'm proud that I'm aware of the food that goes in my body. Though it does not serve me, though it's not healthy, I'm still aware of it. It's better than not being aware of it, right? I'm proud that though I drink every day, I still stay in control of my mind. I still stay in control of my body so that nobody else around me knows that I'm drunk, knows that I'm drinking, right? So I'm proud of all of that. And I'm just going to build on that. And I'm going to take what I'm not proud of and I'm going to work on those with the qualities that I'm proud of, right? And I'm going to blend them and I'm going to stop working against myself. Because ultimately, it's not the diet. It's you. It's you. You are the reason that you cannot lose weight. You are the reason that you cannot change your physique. You are the reason you cannot 6 year reverse diet. You are the reason that you cannot do everything that you cannot do. Nobody else. It's not your genetics. It's not in your blood. It's not nothing. It's you, just you. It's just you. And the biggest thing is you have to want to change. And I say that and you probably are like rolling your eyes. But the thing, here's where that phrase, I guess, gets run through or you don't even think clearly. My husband is very me. We are very opposite of each other. We have become help each other become better, but starting out, we are very opposite each other. And early on, he asked me, because I believe that I can do anything that I want to do. And my dad has told me that my whole life. You can do anything you want to do in life. And so I always believe that. And one night he asked, and he was being genuine as could be. He said, "Just be honest with me. Do you really think that you can do whatever you want to do? You can be whatever you want to be." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "So you really believe? Don't lie. Just it's okay." Like he wasn't judging me, right? He said, "You really believe that you can be an NFL football player?" And I said, "Andy, this is where you don't understand what I'm saying. I believe that if I wanted to be a NFL football player, I could be an NFL football player. Yes, I do believe that. But I don't want to be an NFL football player, so I haven't put much more thought into it." Right? So all that to say, it isn't about the belief. It's about the want. You either want to change or you don't want to change. You don't half want to change. You don't kind of want to change. You either want to do the work that's going to change you, or you don't want to do the work that's going to change you. And it's really that simple. So circling back to the time, so have I ever had a time where I fell off? Not only was I never on, right? I didn't give myself another option. I gave myself one option. You got to fix what you messed up to have a better life, to have a better body, to have a better mind, whatever. Whatever is going to end. Like I said, I didn't know where I was going. And I still to this day don't know where I'm going. I compete in bikini. No clue where that's taking me, but it's okay. I'm here for it, right? I love it. I love it. I love it. This is my purpose. This is what I'm put here to do. The bikini world has brought me to this very podcast and I'm doing it right now. And I know that this is part of my journey. This is part of my purpose is to be right here. So, but do I know anything else beyond that? Nope. Sure don't, but it's okay. I'm not worried about it. And I'm just going to keep doing, one of the early on exercises I get my girls to do, and this is very simple and you can start doing it right now. Make a list. What makes you feel good and what makes you feel not good. And every day, I just want you to do the things that make you feel good and then don't do the things that don't make you feel good. And that's so logical, right? Why would you want to do something that doesn't make you feel good? You don't. Or, you don't want to feel good, one or the other, right? So, move takeaway from this is it really is that simple to change. It does take intention. It does take the want. That's the first thing. You gotta want to change, right? And I have, whenever you fill out a application or no, I'm sorry, not the application. You fill out your consultation once you join my online coaching program. You fill out your consultation. One of the questions is, what are you willing to change to achieve the goal that you're trying to achieve? And there's three options. Nothing, which if anyone ever checks that, then I will send you your money back and you can go find another coach. The next thing is I'll change some things, right? And usually this is going to be a woman, 35 or above, definitely 40 above, that's set in her ways. Right? That there are things that are gonna can change, but there's some things that I'm not gonna change. And you know what? Some of those women I can't help. And I'll be clear as day. You ain't for me, I ain't for you. And that's okay. That don't mean you can't change. That don't mean that you can't find another coach, a good coach is for you. But for me, when you sign up for my program, you're ready to change everything. Does that mean you're gonna change? You gotta change everything? Nope. But it means we're gonna start with this list. What are you proud of? What are you not proud of? What makes you feel good? What makes you not feel good? We're going to simplify. We're going to go off of these lists at first. Obviously, I'm going to give you direction, but the biggest thing in that one question, I know exactly where you're going to be in 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 12 months, because all that is what it comes down to. What are you willing to change? And you got to be willing. That doesn't mean, again, you don't have to change everything, but you got to be willing to change anything that is keeping you right here, no matter what that is, no matter how long you've been friends with them, no matter how many years you've been dating him, it don't matter. If they are not serving the woman you are trying to become, you do not need them. You do not need it. You do not need whatever it is that is keeping you here. And that alone will keep people right there. That alone will keep you from ever changing. You would rather not hurt your friend's feelings and say, "Nah, I'm not going out tonight," or "No, I'm not drinking alcohol today, tonight, whatever it is." You would rather not say that and disappoint yourself than disappoint other people. How messed up is that? One of the other things that very early on I realized is that I got to wake up with myself every day for the rest of my life. If I get a life, if I get a rest of my life, but I got to wake up with me every day. And so if I got to wake up with me every day and I got to deal with my head, what goes on in my head every day, then I better make sure it's nice. I better make sure I like what I'm thinking because when I don't like it, it ain't good. Right? That was the whole issue going into the eating disorder. That's why I drank so much. That's why I had an eating disorder in the first place, because I didn't like what was going on in my mind. So if I let that be okay, having not liking what's in my mind, then I know that route because I already been that route. So I stay out on top of that. I make sure that when I look at myself and I pick apart myself, right? So today, I don't pick myself apart at all because I don't, everything that I have brought awareness to and need to change, want to change, I'm either have already changed it Well, I'm in the process of changing it. And believe me, I got a lot of growth left to do. I got a lot of changes to make. But I'll never, ever pick myself apart. Ever. And I'll say if I do, but I won't. I don't have time to put myself apart. I gotta keep myself together for myself at this point, because I only got one way to go, right? So once going back to the falling off, once you get on the path, right? Again, we're not on a track or nothing. We just on a different route. Once you get on that route, you just don't go backwards. You just don't go the opposite way. You just keep going every day. And you do it one day at a time. And you do every day what makes you proud. You do every day what makes you feel good. And there's going to be a lot of days where you don't feel good. And there's going to be a lot of days that you do things that you might not be proud of. But you know what? You don't have to do it again. You don't have to do it again. You don't have to eat and binge and purge again. You don't have to skip your workout again. You don't have to miss them. You can literally track. People always ask me, how long are you going to track macros for? And my only response is, how long is it going to take you until you realize that you need to track macros? Why are you so worried about me? How long it's going to take me to do what? Why are you so worried about me when you need to be worried about yourself? Let me worry about me, right? And being so get, so I get really worked up, but it's because I feel you, man. I feel you so hard. I've been there. I've been that lost girl. I've been not proud. And I've been not proud a lot of times. And I like to do things one time. I've learned that I don't like when I don't make myself proud. And I definitely don't like when I don't make myself proud doing the same thing more than once. So I have over since 2013, since I started, I have made decisions that did not make me proud. Of course, I'm human, right? But I hadn't made them twice. Definitely hadn't made them three times. So, all coming back, and I'm gonna finish up just leaving you with this. Everything, like I said, the very first sentence, you have everything you need to change your life. You don't need a special diet. You don't need a special program. All of it is in with you. Whatever you decide that you want to do, you can do. But I just want you to this week, this next week, write down what you want. What is your ultimate goal? And you can put that in all parts of life, not just your physique, right? What is your ultimate goal? And then I want you to write what is keeping you from achieving that goal. And what are you doing now that's helping you move forward to that goal, right? I was working out. That was move that so what are you proud of? What are you not proud of? And let that blend together. Blend together so that you get at just you work with yourself, who you are. Take your good traits, take your bad traits, and help build your good traits, help reduce your bad traits, but do it working with yourself. Stop working against yourself. Stop pointing fingers. Stop thinking it's anybody else but you. It's not. It's you. Take ownership. Be proud and just be stand tall. Be who you are, the woman you are today. And if you are not proud, that's okay. Tomorrow, work towards that other woman, that new woman, that future woman. But don't cower down today. Just stand up. Judge me. I had an eating disorder. Judge me. I used to drink every day. Judge me. That's okay. Because that hate, that feeling like you're being judged, that's what's going to make you change. That's going to be your reason. Just like Isabella and Andy were, that's going to be your reason to change, to not do the bad things, to do the good things long enough until you finally believe and know that your own worth. Right? So just start with that. Start with that surface level. That's fine. Just keep going forward. Okay. So thank you. I'm reading this. This is what I put that I'm going to say at the end of my podcast. Thank you for always listening. As always, subscribe, rate, review, all the things. Tag me, GracieRecord_fit. I'm going to get this ending hopefully soon. But my favorite part is just happy, healthy here. Happy, healthy here. Just remember that as the ultimate goal. And if you have any questions, if you want to connect, if you want to contact me, everything is linked below. And I hope that you learned something. I hope that you learned something and you start tomorrow. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, Gracie Record. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule your free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.